My guys say we're good to go. So we are radio entrepreneurs and we're back on the air. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Again, I want to thank our hosts who built our studios, MTP Software, the leader in sports CRM. We're doing just great here back in these studios. And our next guest, Mike Stone, Pete Whiting, co-founders Gnar Company, or Gnar Company.
Yes, the Gnar Company.
The Gnar Company. So tell us about Gnar Company.
Yeah, the Gnar Company is a software consultancy based in Boston. We build web and mobile applications for growing companies. That ranges from small startups to the state of Massachusetts. We work across industries. Our foundational product is our key offering, in which we are building products from the ground up and building, you know, sustainable, scalable, reliable products that you can really grow a team around and scale and extend as you continue to build your product.
So what type of products would those be?
So we build everything from custom web applications and mobile apps as well. So okay. Everything from a mobile app for a company called Keepsake, which is a baby journaling app that was on Shark Tank recently, to the Uber and background check system for the state of Massachusetts.
Okay, so that's a little bit more specific for me. So how'd you guys get hooked up? What's your history together? How'd you get together?
We used to work together at a company called MeU Health, along with our co-founder, Nick Maloney. Started from there. MeU Health was going through some turbulent times, and kudos to them. They were very transparent about everything that was going on. And through that, we were able to identify, Nick had some background in software consulting, and we were able to get our foot in the ground and identify some early clients to work on, just kind of nights and weekends sort of stuff, and then eventually move into a full-time role. And the good part to us about the turbulent times at MeU Health was there was a great stable of software engineers on the market. It's a very difficult hiring market, and we were able to hit the ground running with a group of engineers that we knew and trusted and could establish a culture right away and build some really great products for our clients.
Great. So let's break you guys up now a little bit, Mike and Pete. Could both of you give me a sense of your backgrounds and how you sort of evolved into this sort of world?
Sure. Yeah.
Mike first. Right. I got it right. I just said it wrong. Right.
Sure. So I started off my career as an engineer. Shortly after 3 years of being an engineer, decided to pursue sort of a business degree out on the West Coast. After getting my MBA at UCLA, then went on and joined Deloitte Consulting for 7 years between LA and Boston, doing a lot of strategy consulting and growth analysis for companies.
Good training, Deloitte.
Yes, it was fantastic. So. Right. Really enjoyed it, loved it. After like many consultants with a spouse that works full time and a couple young kids and traveling all the time just became unsustainable. So joined Vistaprint here in Boston, which was an amazing experience there. I really got to dive into
fast growth company for a while.
Absolutely. We were on a rocket ship. My first job was actually trying to figure out how we actually tripled the size of the business in 5 years, which was a really exciting strategic project, but also got to really help me know the business. Through that experience, actually got to really work with a lot of our businesses in other geographic areas. And through that, actually got to move down to Sydney, Australia to help turn around the Asia Pacific business where growth had slowed. After a three-year stint there with my family, which was an amazing experience, returned back to Boston and joined a number of startups. And that's where Mike and I first got to work together at MeU Health.
Well, Pete, that's a pretty exciting story. I'd love to hear more, but I can't ask you some stuff about Australia, but I'll do that offline. Mike, what's your story?
I actually started off in the restaurant industry. I was managing a bar in Manhattan, right out of college, and really got thrown in the deep end there. We had, it was right outside Madison Square Garden, and had 5 revenue centers, a roof deck, a patio, main floor, a lounge, and a lot of staff, a lot of back of house and front of house staff. And it was a really interesting experience, and I learned a lot about management in the restaurant industry. I left because I got drafted to play professional lacrosse back in Boston. So I came back here from the area and came back and played professional lacrosse for 6 years. During that time, I also had some other jobs. I started a couple companies, one in lacrosse doing camps and clinics, another helping nonprofits with their donations. That nonprofit company helped me kind of transition into technology. I started teaching myself how to code to build our site, and then ended up becoming a full-time software engineer after my lacrosse career at MU Health, where I met Pete.
Got to be in good shape to play lacrosse.
I used to be, not anymore.
Used to be compared to what? You know, you're looking around a room. I think you're still a wannabe. You still are a B. But also can be a rough sport too. You could get hurt pretty bad in lacrosse.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually ended my career when I tore my ACL towards the end there. But I was lucky where, you know, it's a very physical sport. A lot of bumps and bruises, but nothing major aside from that.
Stuff I'd like to ask you too, but I'm not supposed to get into it now. So, you know, you're in an industry where I think a lot of, let's say your target doesn't understand the differences of what they're buying and the benefits. You know, I might be one of those. And does that make it extra hard for you? I mean, I know, look, I have a management consulting firm and I feel like people don't really understand management consulting.
Yeah, I think that there's a couple different ways we sort of approach things. We kind of have two different clients. So one often is a startup. There's a founder, maybe a co-founder. They have a great idea, but haven't sort of, and they know the requirements, they know the market they want to go after, but they're not exactly sure how to sort of build their first foundational product, as Mike mentioned. And there, we actually have what we call an offering called a design and discovery phase, where we work closely with those founders to define, okay, what are the key user personas, what's the key functionality, and then for a relatively, you know, inexpensive initial cost, able to actually build out all the screens with our designer to show exactly what all the user flows would be. And that's actually a very inexpensive way to build a click demo or a prototype, and that's often a great way to start. Whereas with some of the larger clients that we work with, whether it's Level Up or Salsify, that already have an existing team, they are struggling with hiring. Right now there's over 15,000 software engineering job openings in the greater Boston area. It's taking everyone 3-6 months to hire someone, and we help fill that gap to add velocity to their business.
Is that just software jobs open or software engineering alone?
Software engineering alone.
That's just software engineering alone. That's an unbelievable statistic. I talked to a client yesterday about how hard it is. I said monkeys can get jobs in Massachusetts right now. And he was like looking at me weird, and I just sort of believe that. Now, you guys have extraordinary experience. How do you get that across to customers?
So it's really through conversations and trying to meet face to face. And fortunately, the company was founded in 2015. So we have 4 years of experience with a number of very large clients. And we're also happy to take them through our experience. We're used to working across the spectrum with individuals that are extremely tech savvy to ones that are, this is their first sort of software project that they're working on. So we're really comfortable in dealing with across that spectrum.
Everybody, I'm speaking with Mike Stone and Pete Whiting, co-founders of NAR Company. How'd you get the name?
I had a feeling you were going to ask that. That's oftentimes an early topic when we're talking with folks. And the long story is that naming a company is a very challenging thing to do, as you know well. And
I have a consulting firm called Mage. Believe me, I've had a lot of questions over the years.
Exactly, it can be really tough. And to add to just the challenge of naming in general, finding one that has a domain name that's available is extra difficult.
Even so. For you. But why NAR?
And so
I like the name. I can play with it.
Yeah. So I mean, that's what we wanted. I mean, our internal motto is kind of, you know, we take our work very seriously, but we don't take ourselves very seriously. And so NAR is kind of a play on gnarly. And the whole thing is that we solve our clients' gnarly problems.
And you don't dress up at Halloween all those pirates.
No, we don't.
You don't walk around with peg leg. Gnar.
We don't do that, but we do have, like, you know, a very open and friendly office, and we're, you know, joking with each other throughout the day. But when it comes down to doing our work, yeah, when it comes down to doing our work, we want to solve the gnarly problems and we want to help our clients with good solutions.
Look, I don't want to talk about me too much. It's not about me, but I am a big believer in names that actually have meanings, and I think yours does. So did mine. My original partner was a professional Scrabble player, played on a Scrabble circuit, and Mage comes from the Magi, the wise men who gave advice to kings and queens to run their kingdoms more effectively. And once he explained it to me, I went, oh, yeah, that's not too bad. So I get it. I like it. And I won't forget you. And I would say you're the kind of company that our listeners should be talking to. You really have a special sauce.
We love learning about different companies, their industries. We obviously bring software expertise, but we really rely on our clients to bring their industry expertise. We're industry agnostic, so we've worked across healthcare, consumer, obviously sort of government work, and we love learning about it. It's such a fun job to be able to learn about a company, explore, and there are so many new companies that we're discovering every day in the greater Boston area.
That's the way I feel about my consulting, and I feel that way about your business. It's an exciting business, and not something that I'm tactically good at. Guys, if someone's looking for you, want to give us the contact data?
Sure, they can reach out to us on our website. It's thregnar.co. thenar.co. They can also reach us via phone at 617-710-3317 and would love to talk to anyone interested in building software.
Very unusual that someone under the age of 50 gave a phone number out. You can usually draw a line in the sand. So you have an old soul?
Well, I'm not
He's pushing it.
Well, thanks for being on the show again. Remind everybody, this is Jeffrey Davis from Radio Entrepreneurs. We'll be right back.